The White House has fired the Librarian of Congress, Carla Hayden. She headed the largest library in the world. She was the first woman, the first African-American in the role. But a conservative group, the American Accountability Foundation, had been attacking Hayden, accusing her of being anti-Trump and accusing her of promoting children's books with, quote, radical content. The firing comes after President Trump's executive orders targeting the Smithsonian for endorsing what he calls, quote, divisive race-centered ideology. In an interview recorded last week with GBH News in Boston before she was fired, Hayden was asked about what would happen if pressure from the federal government was turned on the Library of Congress.
The Library of Congress serves Congress and the people Congress serves. So you're talking about every American, every member of Congress represents a community. And so we are really trying to make sure that members understand that what happens at the Library of Congress affects the people that they serve. And we're making sure that they understand that we serve them, but also the people who put them in place.
The position used to be a lifetime appointment, but President Obama signed a law that set 10-year terms for the position. Although the law allows the person serving in that role to be reappointed, Obama nominated Hayden in 2016 with her term set to expire next year. GBH News also asked Hayden about whether she was worried about her term not getting renewed.
I would be honored to be able to finish out my term that I have now and really interested to see how it would turn out in terms of reappointment or possibility of that.
The White House did not respond to a late night request for comment.